Hello everyone, I am a continuing staff member in the Creative Writing Program. Have spent my 20s and 30s teaching sessionally at different universities across Melbourne, 2 decades of my life. I'm here to express my deepest solidarity on behalf of the continuing staff for the Casuals Network, for this union, for the ongoing fight. We see you. As a continuing staff member, I want you to know that so many of us are not prepared to look away and hide out. We see you. We see what is being done to you. We see the class system the university has been trying to entrench for so long, pitting us against each other. We see the new painful language hiding the same ugly reality underneath it. We see that there is no secure, dignified employment on offer for you anywhere in sight, whatever the apologies. We don't believe in those apologies. My solidarity is filled with rage because wage theft and career theft are at the very heart of this university treatment of you. Not unfortunate byproducts, they are at the very center of policies, procedures, calculations and decisions made, including now in the name of quote unquote de-casualization, which is the latest ugly, cynical thing of conversion that I want to talk about. Despite the epic victory of the wage theft campaign, and this victory is absolutely epic. Sorry, I'm not pausing when, you know, I'm just going to keep going. I don't have the music of it yet, but just shout on top of me. Oh, thank you so much. A little bit of encouragement, yes. The university is using the language of de-casualization to continue institutionalizing and invisibilizing theft, wage theft, and career theft. Thanks. Sorry, my hands are shaking. The new anti-precarity conversion measures, which are designed to provide quote-unquote stability and quote-unquote certainty to the long-term sessional staff through the conversion, through the creation of teaching periodical positions, is the continuation of wage theft by another name. As you know, only a tiny number of casual academics have been offered these positions, but it's worse than that. Within these positions, the crucial gains achieved by the union on behalf of casuals are being rolled back, are being undone. But it's even worse than that. These positions steal research, writing, thinking, and connecting time and leave people financially stranded in the non-teaching periods. The stability these positions are supposed to offer is a lie. The certainty is a lie. These positions are worse than dead ends. And yet those who have just completed their first year, and some of them are my close friends, in these 2-year roles, I've been told that they are exceptionally lucky or so blessed, must feel to be so grateful to be the chosen ones. So many others would have given everything to be in your place, they're told. There is a queue. You're meant to feel the breath of the eager others on your neck. I am ashamed that this rhetoric is being used in 2021 at this university. I'm ashamed because every time a casual colleague of mine has spoken out or pushed back on their treatment, they have been treated as ungrateful and ungracious. The toxic paternalism of this, the way casuals are divided into the grateful ones and the ungrateful ones, the compliant overworkers and the shit stirrers, is shameful. The deserving and undeserving poor, the good and bad refugees, the compliant and angry First Nation academics, there is a history to these kinds of insidious, ugly divisions, and this history is shameful. When my friends in TPA roles and teaching periodical roles have spoken out against the insanity of their workloads, they have been told to work on their time management skills. Learn to do it faster. Learn to manage your time better. It's all part of, you know, getting better at your job. 3 hours for 1 hour lecture preparation. Yes, so what's your problem? Yeah. On what planet can a 1 hour lecture, in many cases for completely new subjects, be written in 3 hours and not be the biggest pile of shit ever? How many people who come up with these calculations and these hours have never taught and have no idea what it takes to walk into the classroom and be ready? And those in the upper echelons who once taught haven't taught in so long they wouldn't know a student if they fell on their head. They certainly have no idea what it takes to teach and what it takes to teach in the global pandemic. In the last 2 years, you, our sessional colleagues, literally held this university together. You held it on your shoulders. We know that. We absolutely know that for a fact. When the university completely fell apart and was on its back like a giant, flailing, fighting behemoth. I'm just... hang on, trying to take control of my notes. When this university could only send endless emails feigning frantic activity because they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. When this university disgraced itself again and again in front of our international students, you made this university make sense to our students, local and international. You made this university a place of refuge and community and safety and intellectual engagement and, most importantly, dignity. The indignity of asking sessional teachers and teaching periodicals to choose between letting themselves be exploited or doing a shit job that devalues them as teachers and scholars and devalues students who are being given crap and told it is an exclusive Melbourne Uni lollipop. My solidarity is filled with shame for the way in which this university thinks it's okay to tell you a week or so before the start of the semester whether you have jobs or not in the coming semester. The indignity of that, people with families and responsibilities and financial burdens and professional and creative lives much richer than the professional creative lives of people who make those decisions, are supposed to stay suspended, hanging on, waiting to see if the crumbs will fall from the master's table. As a continuing staff member, I'm here to tell you that we will not choose our little bits of security over your secure employment, over justice, over dignity, over the future of this university. You are this university. Without you, this university is a bunch of managers and salespeople who might as well be running a giant car yard. Thank you.